Georgia declares state of emergency as wildfires rage. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency for more than 90 counties on April 22nd, as tens of thousands of acres were consumed by multiple wildfires, and the entire state remains under some level of drought. Two wildfires have consumed more than 33,000 acres as of April 22nd, according to the Georgia Forestry Commission. The Pineland Road Fire in Clinch County destroyed nearly 30,000 acres, with 99 emergency personnel battling to keep it 10% contained. The Highway 82 fire in Brantley County burnt more than 4,400 acres and was nearly 15% contained. The blaze destroyed 53 homes and another 1,000 more were threatened. Authorities issued evacuation orders for the area. Fire activity is expected to remain active to extreme, with continued spread over the next several days. The commission warned of the Highway 82 fire. Swamps and heavy southern rough fuels make access for crews and equipment challenging. The commission added that 35 new fires had started, burning 75 acres across the state. A burn ban is in effect for the southern counties. All of Georgia is under some level of drought, with more than 43% in the extreme range and 27% classified as under exceptional conditions, according to the National Integrated Drought Information System. We are praying for the families who have lost their homes in these devastating conditions, as well as for the first responders working around the clock, Kemp said in a press release. The drought extended south into Florida, where 133 wildfires have burned more than 25,000 acres. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services noted that 88 fires burned more than 17,000 acres in the past 7 days. Residents in some areas of northern Florida reported first responders going door to door, telling people in threatened homes to leave. Almost all of Florida, 99%, is under some level of drought. More than half of the state is in extreme drought, and more than 22% is under exceptional conditions. Burn bans have been issued in 41 Florida counties. The most intense drought areas are concentrated in South Georgia and North Florida. A dense smoke advisory was issued for portions of southeast Georgia around the town of Homerville. The National Weather Service warned that visibility was reduced to half a mile or less. A very dry air mass remains today over inland areas of northeast Florida and southeast Georgia, with critically low relative humidity values below 30% along and just south of I-10 into the Suwannee Valley and below 25% west of U.S. Highway 301 in southeast GA for 4 or more hours this afternoon, the Weather Prediction Center warned on April 23. Light southeast winds of 4 to 8 miles per hour over inland southeast Georgia and 8 to 12 miles per hour over inland northeast Florida, along with dry fuels, will support elevated fire danger conditions.